What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hour 3 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. Of course, a big Friday coming up tomorrow. Just heard from Eric Nadell. He can't make tomorrow's 440 because he's in Cuba. Yeah. Says the cell service isn't that great right now, so he can't get a call in tomorrow. But we are joined by a special guest right now from All City, national NBA writer Tim Cato, here to talk about what is next for the Mavs. And a good afternoon, Tim. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys today?
We are. We're doing great. You know, we love talking basketball with you, and we thought, well, there's not going to be much going down here for the next couple of weeks, but there were a couple of days ago making the decision, then the presser yesterday. So I guess now it goes to who's going to be the next coach. And, of course, we have great memories of Sean Sweeney, who's now doing great things with the Spurs. So that'd be my first question for you, as you were on the beat when Sweeney was on the Mavs bench. Do you think he'd be a good fit here?
Absolutely. Sean Sweeney's going to be a coach in the NBA sooner than later. Obviously can't tell you right now on this radio hit if, you know, he's going to be the Mavericks coach, but absolutely, I am a Sean Sweeney fan. I think he's very impressive. That's what everybody says about him. And yeah, you know, he does have a relationship with Jason Kidd. And I've had people even suggest, I was on, you know, obviously the DLS show yesterday, and I saw people in the comments talking about, you know, well, would that relationship with Jason Kidd, since they just released Jason Kidd, since there has been reporting, you know, that Jason Kidd and his approval or, you know, willingness to do the Luka Doncic trade, that was part of the tension, part of the, you know, idea that you know, Dallas was just going to do a clean slate. You know, would that relationship with Jason Kidd preclude him from the job? But I would point to last summer, where Sean Sweeney left the Mavericks. You know, like, this is not a, you know, directly tied at the hip situation or anything approaching that. You know, Sean Sweeney does have a relationship with Jason Kidd, but I would not lump him into, you know, a Jason Kidd type or anything like that. Absolutely, you know, if he were to be offered a head coaching job, I'm sure he would take it. You know, the question is more about, you know, is Dallas going, you know, would Dallas do that? But I think he should be on their list. I think he should be interviewed. I think he should be someone that they take a serious look at.
Do you think it was a good decision to let Kidd go?
and ended up in Dallas, I think that would be a fantastic thing.
Tim Cato here with you on 105.3 The Fan from All City. Do you think it was a good idea to let Jason Kidd go?
I think it was probably unavoidable. I think it's a decision, like I said, that fully cleans house. I think that Jason Kidd has merits as a head coach. I think that with the right squad, he can elevate players to be more of the sum of their parts. He also has 3 losing seasons in 4 years in Dallas. You don't get to rest wholly on a conference, like a surprising conference finals run and then a surprising finals run. You know, that those don't weigh so much more than the fact that, I think we all agree that the 22-23 team, underperformed under Jason Kidd's coaching. More so than that, Jason Kidd is somebody who wants influence. He wants to have some level of power within an organization. He obviously wanted the GM job. He was very interested in the job that went to Masai Ujiri. I don't think that's directly, why he was let go or fired or, why they parted ways. But I do think that, someone like Masai is so big and so, influential. If you're going to hire him, you're committing to his project. You're committing to him running the show. And I just don't think that was ever going to jive or mesh well with Jason Kidd as head coach.
Tim Cato with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I think I was a little bit surprised initially because of the relationship that it seemed like Jason Kidd had with Kyrie and Cooper Flagg, and it's such a player-driven league, at least from the outside looking in. Can you help put into context, was that relationship maybe overblown, and how much in terms of keeping Cooper Flagg happy will that influence the decision of the next coach?
I don't think it was overblown at all. I think one of Jason Kidd's very most prominent strengths is building these relationships with his star players. And when you had Luka and Kyrie on the same team, I'm not sure there's another coach in the NBA who could have managed and built those relationships better than he could have. It did. But, Kyrie, and we can talk about, his exact future with the team, but, he's adaptable. Maybe he's part of the future. Maybe he isn't. I sure hope he is. With Cooper, he's 19, he's 20. I don't think at this stage, there's any indication that Cooper is going to be someone who, doesn't mesh with the next head coach. At the press conference, Masai said that they were, both involved. They were both, this decision was brought to them. Not that they had influence over it, but it was communicated to them. I don't think there's any concern about Cooper Flagg at this point of his career, though. That he's going to, this isn't going to linger with him. I don't have any indication of that, at least.
Tim, do you think this is some big comprehensive search for a guy, or do you think they have the one or two guys that they want to zero in on?
I think that's a great question. I would imagine that the starting point for how this decision happened, how they parted ways with Jason Kidd, was more of an examination of, can Jason Kidd mesh with Masai Ujiri in the front office? That's my best guess and understanding. So it wasn't a approach of, can we get someone better than Jason Kidd? It's, does this even work? Oddly enough, my sense is that the biggest fan of Jason Kidd being the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks was not Jason Kidd, was not Masai Ujiri, but was Patrick Dumont. Just a very curious situation. Very clearly, he extended him before last season. Patrick Dumont did extended Jason Kidd. He clearly believed in Jason Kidd as a head coach. But when you bring in someone like Masai, it is an indication that you are handing him the reins. And that this is going to be his project. He has both hands on the steering wheel. He is fully in charge. he also has a lot of relationships with people around the league. And, you know, when they decided, okay, Jason Kidd does not fit, I imagine it's not like, okay, well, let's go see which head coaches are out there. Masai has names and candidates and people that you know, I'm sure were very quickly like in his, you know, the short-term memory part of his brain that he just kind of, okay, let's look at these guys. You know, I think and hope Sean Sweeney is on the list. I think Tiago Splitter is someone who comes from Paris Basketball, a very innovative European club. The same club that Darko came from, who is the Raptors head coach that, you know, that Masai hired in 2023, I believe. So there could be something there. Nick Nurse is under contract. He's employed by the Philadelphia 76ers, but with Daryl Morey going out the door, you maybe can see the writing on the wall. It's possible that, you know, I see a possibility that Nick Nurse would look very curiously or interestedly at the Dallas gig. And, you know, maybe that's something that can be worked out even with him, you know, technically being employed. And then Mike Inouye is the other name. My colleague Mark Stein reported that connection that him and Masai, you know, have past history in a positive way. Mike Inouye is the lead assistant in Minnesota, and he has been someone who has been lauded for being one of those future head coach types. I think any of those four names would be very interesting, very appealing. They all have pros and cons, but definitely pros. And the other thing to remember is that Dallas is the one head coaching opening vacancy right now that has Cooper Flagg. Sure. That's pretty appealing. In my mind, that's more appealing than any other candidate or, you know, any other situation. So if I'm Dallas, I would believe that I am coming into this head coaching search from a position of strength, because there's no situation that's more appealing than, hey, come coach Cooper Flagg.
Tim, I was just wondering, in the NBA, is the game of connect the dots, is it one that tends to work out, or is it one like, no, I'm not? I mean, you went through a lot of those candidates and stuff like that, but with the NBA, is the history of connect the dots, does that seem to always play out, or is it, nah, we need to keep an open mind? It could be, you know, we heard whispers about the John Shire, the Duke coach. I mean, what should we believe in what direction it might go?
When you say connect the dots, you mean
like if a guy has been like, yeah, like Nick Nurse
are the biggest indicator.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden, are we going to get, you know, are we just automatically in a lot of sports, we always try and play connect the dots. And then you're like, oh, then it happens. I just wondered, in your experience with the NBA, is connect the dots a game that tends to lead to coaches being hired?
Yes. Yes, it is. I think that's kind of how life works, to be honest.
Sure.
In a lot of ways. But absolutely. I can tell you, you guys remember Greg St. Jean, the assistant coach that was initially on Jason Kidd's staff?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
He had a lot of influence in a lot of the hires Jason Kidd and the Mavericks made that first season. I think it's St. John's. He went to St. John's, I believe. Apologies if I got that wrong. It's something like that. A lot of the people Dallas hired when Jason Kidd first came in were people who went to St. John's, who had a relationship with Greg St. Jean. Mm. You know, so absolutely, we've seen that, you know, nepo isn't the right word, but, you know, sure, just the personal relationships absolutely 100% matter in the NBA. And it is how often, you know, people go place to place.
What was Sweeney's motivation for leaving the Mavs last year?
I mean, it was mostly I'm rewinding to that moment when, you know, I was deeply embedded in it. After the finals run, Dallas did not extend its assistance for the most part. I believe there's one, I think Jared Dudley was. But that is a NBA tradition, that if you have a successful season And absolutely in 2024, the Mavericks going to the finals was a success. It was a surprise. It was an overachievement. The typical thing that happens is that the entire coaching staff gets rewarded. And Jason Kidd got an extension actually in the middle of that finals run, but his assistants didn't, which is why Sean Sweeney was a free agent last summer. And so he chose to go to a place that paid him a lot of money. And technically, you know, he was the lead assistant in Dallas, but, you know, they did give him a associate head coach title, which is a, you know, slightly higher, you know, slightly better title. But it came from, you know, just kind of this lack of tradition that wasn't applied. And I've heard a million reasons. I mean, not a million. I've heard like three or four different reasons why that might have been the case. And, you know, some people have argued Jason Kidd didn't go to bat for them enough. Some people have argued that was just kind of the way Dumont did it. But that was why. And, you know, it clearly, you know, I watched game two last night. You know, this is, you know, the Spurs is looking like the Spurs Thunder is looking like one of the best series we've had in quite some time. And, you know, can't really fault Sean for the choice. It seemed to have worked out pretty well for him.
Listening to Mike Schmitz, who was on with KNC earlier today, they obviously have an eye on what's going on in this series. And with two teams that are in your conference, in your division with the Spurs and the Thunder, yeah, how do you see that maybe impacting what they do this offseason? I know we kind of hinted around Kyrie, but is that somebody that you think that they want here moving forward to pair with Cooper Flagg? Or is that, you know what, we're going to build young and kind of follow this model that those two franchises have?
I would imagine they want Kyrie here because he's Kyrie Irving, and it's a joy to watch him play basketball. He's one of the greatest hoopers, you know, most you know, enjoyable to watch type guys, and you know, he's been fantastic here. You know, like we all know that. We all know how much he has, you know, embraced Dallas. That, you know, any controversy in the past stops is just not who he's been when he's, you know, in his time here. That said, I do think you can make an argument that the Spurs and the Thunder are at such a high level of basketball that Dallas might just admit, okay, you know, like that's something we're probably a few years away from, and maybe a few more draft picks, you know, maybe a few more chances to really build this team more slowly. Not to say that, you know, they don't own their picks, so they're not going to be tanking. You know, I'm not suggesting, you know, that this team will not be trying to win going into next season. They will be trying to win. But if you're watching this series, maybe it is an acknowledgement that a slow, methodical, or slightly slower methodical build with Kyrie, you know, it's just not going to match Kyrie's timeline. If he's interested in contention, you know, I do think that Dallas would be right to do right by him and, you know, try to honor that. If there are deals, if there are opportunities to build for Cooper's future and you know, get Kyrie somewhere that he wants to play. But I don't think any of that is determined right now. And my hope and my best guess is that Kyrie will at least start the season. And that's a conversation or a debate or a topic that you can get to at the trade deadline throughout the season, depending on how things go. I would be bummed out personally if I never see Kyrie and Cooper get to play together.
Yeah, me too. Great stuff, Tim. Can't thank you enough for your insights and the time with us. And enjoy the rest of these playoffs and your offseason. We'll try to catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Great to talk.
Salute. There he goes. Tim Cato, All-City, national NBA writer, a hell of a guest, hell of a Mavs beat writer for many years. And his insights are much appreciated here as we continue to track this story for you. Okay, top 100 college football stories as the college football season sits 100 days away. You want some of this? I know you do. It's next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Next year in the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Top 100 college football stories with 100 days to go. We also have some Coach O news. We got some Sark audio coming up, I believe, in a mixed bag. So if you're fired up for college football, I think this next 30 minutes is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, you think you got rid of me, huh?
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm like gum on your shoe.
Hide your wives, yeah. Folks.
I'm back in Baton Rouge.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels.
L.A. Kivitz a fool.
Been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yes, Lane Kiffin is story number one. I take you to CBSSports.com. They got 100 stories with 100 days to go. And obviously, I'm not going to take you through all 100 because we only have 8 minutes left in this segment.
Only Bobby Belt would read a list of just 100 random things in real time like he did when he was trying to compete with. He said he could name 100 females hotter than Shakira. And he spent an entire extended period of time just reading 100 names off of his notebook.
That was his fan phenom segment back in the day.
It worked out for him.
So I scanned this list looking for stuff about Texas or the Oklahoma schools or any school inside the old footprint and plus SEC schools. But we go to LSU. Lane Kiffin and LSU as college football's lightning rod for 2026 actually made it to story number one. You know, the idea is if he wins big, he'll probably be the most hated guy in all of sports, if he's not already. Took a number of the top coaches and players from Mississippi to LSU and now has Ed Orgeron back in the mix. He's some sort of a recruiting expert.
He is a great recruiter.
Yeah, and he's a Bayou, like, well, he's a swamp monster.
Yeah,
you know, like, he brings the real LSU, like, the whole vibe that LSU wants, he's got that.
Yeah.
That'll resonate.
How could you not go to Coach O for speeches in big moments?
National champ.
Just wind that guy up and let him go. Yep. And the boys are going to love it. Number two, how Indiana backs up its sport-shaking ascent to the top of college football. It was 2 years of greatness from them. And you know, the question now is, was it just a perfect storm for Cignetti, or do you think he can actually run this back?
I think it's sustainable. I think he's a hell of a football coach. I think they've done an excellent job on the portal. We'll see how Josh Hoover does, taking over from Francis.
That's what it comes down to.
Mendoza at quarterback, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they'll be able to compete in the Big Ten.
Like, did they identify the right quarterback? That's the question. Did you just take a shot at the Big Ten, Wolchuk?
No.
You think if they were in the SEC, they'd still compete?
Yeah. I mean, I believe in Coach Cignetti.
From top to bottom, the Big Ten might be better than the SEC.
See, that's what I was thinking.
The last couple of years, yeah, it has been.
Number three, Ohio State and Texas fell short of expectations, but will start the year in the spotlight again, week two in Austin. Have the Longhorns done enough to produce points against great defenses? Cam Coleman, four new offensive linemen in the portal, a couple of new running backs. Mm-hmm. They've certainly tried to give Arch Manning as good of a chance as possible, and we'll just have to wait to see if those well-laid plans will come to fruition. But one of the bigger questions, and obviously one of those that could change quite a bit. What's the outlook for Texas Tech's quarterback room? Is story number nine.
Yeah, and the latest on we got a date for the Sorsby trial. The judge went ahead and removed himself, who was a Tech grad. I get that.
Have a Red Raider tattoo on your hind parts.
No,
and be able to be the judge in this scenario.
Well, that's just
yeah, and 2 degrees
foolishness going on there,
right?
Why would you consider to recuse yourself of something that is so important?
Yeah, I get it, Judge Phillip.
To the fall, how could we have a college football season without our quarterback?
You know better than anyone. You can't be a biased judge,
no. Well, you know Your Honor. Hey, I am an elected official here. The people love me, and I can't understand why a judge would take a step back in such a trying time.
Is he a coward?
Community needs you.
Judge Phillip Hayes, what are you doing?
I don't want to call him a coward, but he doesn't have his situation under control out there in Lubbock like I do here in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, we got the temporary injunction hearing set for 9 a.m. June 1st in the Sorsby case.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't know. Are you worried about getting in trouble if you're the judge? Like, are they going to prove that you're biased? Or is this just some sort of an inner sense of integrity?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? They're worried.
There's no way he can be partial.
We need more integrity like that across the government. Let this guy run for president for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You worked your entire career to put yourself in a position to greatly benefit yourself and your university, and you're turning that down?
Yeah, he is.
I would make this ruling and then step down.
That's my final act.
Sorsby, you're cleared. All right, I'm going to go and retire now.
National champion contenders, Ohio State 11-2, Notre Dame 7-1, Texas is at 15-2, A&M's 19-1, bringing back their QB, Marcel Reed, but didn't end well in the last couple of games for him. LSU is at 20-1, Brian. Tech's at 25-1. Oklahoma
break my heart again this year.
The Sooners sitting there at 27-1. I did notice that Will Hammond is sitting there with Heisman odds better than what Mr. Fernandez had this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walchuk's got you doing the Fernandez thing now. Fernando Mendoza becomes Fernandez every time. Fernandez.
I was wondering who Fernandez was.
I was wondering in my head as well. I'm like, did that come out right?
It happens, man. It got me the entire draft season.
It's worse than like saying a name and then looking at you guys and you're all like,
what was I supposed to say?
Fernandez Mendoza.
Yeah, Mendoza was at 60-1 last year, and Will Hammond sitting at 55-1 to win the Heisman.
He's been cleared apparently medically, so he's probably going to be your starter.
Arch Manning sitting at 8-1. The favorite, by the way, C.J. Carr at Notre Dame, 15-2.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All righty, you got
sucks.
Best non-conference games with Clemson, LSU, Baylor, Auburn. Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Ohio State at Texas, aforementioned, and Oklahoma at Michigan, September 12th.
No Oklahoma State, huh? Where's our Mestemaker guy?
The 5th and the 12th. He was in there.
That's my pick.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
1952.
We got a mixed bag coming up next. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's do it. We got Tech versus Texas, the battle of words. And what's one thing you hate that everyone else loves? 877-881-1053. Next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. And football's finest coming up here at 5 o'clock. Wolchuk has a mixed bag right here for you, Zach.
All right, let's do it. Let's shake it up. You never know what you're going to get in this mixed bag. 877-881-1053. What's something that you hate that others love? We'll get to that in just a moment. But we do have a feud going on. As Steve Sarkisian said, there is, quote, a team in our state that plays in another conference that has a schedule that I would argue, if I played with our twos and our threes, we could go undefeated. And they'll probably make the CFP this year. And everyone kind of assumed he's got to be talking about Texas Tech. I suppose he could also be talking about SMU, but the graphics, everyone was shots fired here.
That's Tech. That's Tech.
It was Tech. So Cody Campbell, big
Tech made the playoff.
They did. Well, he did say would probably make the CFP this year. But yes, you're right. And I think that he was talking about Tech. But Cody Campbell said, schedule us then. We've been talking about it for years, and we are more than willing at Coach Sark.
So Cody Campbell's the big money oil man who's paying.
This guy's name on the field,
and he's also on the board there at Texas Tech. But yeah, he's the big reason why Tech's been big time here when it comes to some of the NIL stuff. Now, Ari Wasserman, who also works for On3, used to be a college football writer for The Athletic, said, "Do we remember when Texas was in that conference and they never went undefeated?" I think that there's a lot here, and I'm here for it. I love it. Texas Tech versus Texas.
Did Sark really say this?
College rivalries. Yes, Sark really said this.
Mm. You think we could have done football or ball sack on that? You would have gone ball sack?
I don't know. It just seems so surprising that you would call it a school within your state with a high alumni base and stuff like that. It just seems like you're opening yourself up to disaster.
Well, I mean, you're probably competing with Tech when it comes to trying to get some of these kids, like Felix Ojo, one of the big left tackles. Texas was one of his final schools, and he decided to go to Tech because of the money. So yeah. I guess maybe now, like, you are trying to fire some shots, like, this is why you shouldn't go to Tech. Come to Texas.
There are teams now, and I think Alabama is this, and tell me if you think this is a good plan. Alabama is not even giving you an official visit if they can't negotiate with you. If they can't meet your demands, they don't care about bringing you in. They don't even want you to show up.
So they're like, what are you asking for?
They're immediately asking.
And if it's too much, they're done?
Yeah. If they're like, hey, Gavin Dawson, we'd like for you to come as an official visit. What are you looking for? I'm looking for $3.5 million a year. Okay, thanks. We're not even going to bring you in.
That's a great idea, because I think what they're finding out is all the whining and dining and the tours, and it doesn't matter. You got to have the highest bid.
There are some people that were charging these schools $5,000 to $10,000 just to visit. Not even with the intent of signing, but if you wanted me to come on my official visit.
Pay me $10,000 to schmooze me.
Yeah.
We have breaking news, Brian. I know you've been a big racing fan your whole life. I saw earlier today Kyle Busch, at the age of 41, had been hospitalized with a severe illness. He has passed away.
Yeah. What?
Oh, my gosh.
41 years old.
This is Kurt Busch, right?
No, this is Kyle Busch.
This is Kyle.
Kyle Busch. He was going to run this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The first we heard was the Speedway announcing he's not going to run this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Probably out for the Truck Series as well. And just 6 minutes ago from the actual NASCAR Twitter account.
My gosh.
Kyle Busch, one of my favorite drivers of all time.
Man, that's heartbreaking.
One of the greatest drivers of all time.
This shows you when you don't – I have not really totally paid attention to NASCAR like I used to, because I do all my open wheel stuff. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know there was anything wrong with him.
Well, it was earlier this morning. It was just a statement from his family that says Kyle has experienced a severe illness resulting in hospitalization. He is currently undergoing treatment and will not compete in any of his scheduled activities this weekend. So
we don't even know what
it was. It was just an announcement that severe illness and he was hospitalized. They announced it this morning. And
I apologize. I'm like our racing guy, and I didn't even know he was sick.
What all happened today? It's not like he's been sick for months.
Yeah, no. We just found out this morning, and
this was the joint statement from the family and Richard Childress Racing and NASCAR regarding the passing. On behalf of the Busch family, everyone at Richard Childress Racing, and all of NASCAR, we are devastated to announce the sudden and tragic passing of Kyle Busch. Mm. Our entire NASCAR family is heartbroken by the loss of Kyle. Future Hall of Famer, Kyle was a rare talent, one who comes along once in a generation. He was fierce, he was passionate, he was immensely skilled, and he cared deeply about the sport and fans. Throughout a career that spanned more than two decades, Kyle set records in National Series wins, won championships at NASCAR's highest level, and fostered the next generation of drivers as an owner in the Truck Series. His sharp wit and competitive spirit sparked a deep emotional connection with race fans of every age, creating the proud and loyal Rowdy Nation. Our thoughts are with Samantha, Brexton, and Lennox, Kyle and Samantha's parents, Kurt, and all of Kyle's family, Richard and Judy Childress, everyone at Richard Childress Racing, his teammates, friends, and fans. NASCAR lost a giant of the sport today, far too soon. Further updates will be shared as appropriate.
Wow. Sorry, yeah. I was out of the loop on that one for you guys. I didn't even know what happened, but I just texted a couple of people, so maybe we'll get some answers.
The only sign that maybe something was off was May 10th at the end of the race. He jumped on the radio with his pit and was asking them to get the doctor to meet him at his bus. because he was going to need a shot. You know, maybe is that B12 or is that fluids? You know, are you feeling like you're dehydrated in the middle of this race at Watkins Glen on May 10th? And maybe that was the beginning of your illness. But, I mean, this is now 11 days later. Yeah. It seemed like it was a pretty fast-moving virus. Severe illness was the report this morning. Kyle Busch passed at the age of 41.
Yeah. Man, that's heartbreaking. All right, into the Pimm Cup.
Son, his son, excuse me, was getting into racing that way as well. That's... Now you're going to Lucius with a report here, right?
Well, what are we doing?
Yeah. No. On, all right, 877-881-1053. What's something that you love or that you hate that everybody else loves? As we found out, thanks to Pardon My Take, they had Bill Belichick on. Bill Belichick hates something that I do think is universally loved by most. And O'Brien does not drink this. And you can also sample at Just Love Coffee tomorrow in Arlington. Go say what's up to Sean and RJ. But here's Bill. Didn't know it, but he hates coffee.
You said, I don't drink coffee. I get all my energy from football. Do you actually not drink coffee?
I can't stand coffee.
Okay. And you get all your energy?
I can't stand a look at coffee. Can't stand taste of coffee.
I'm going to cut all of this.
I can't stand the smell of coffee. I can't even eat coffee ice cream, and I can eat anything that's sugar.
Yeah.
But the coffee ice cream, it just, it's terrible. I hate it.
Tiramisu? Okay, so
let's, when they say, you know, can you make coffee? No, I can't make coffee. And where do I want coffee? You want it? You make it yourself. I'm not making coffee. I don't even know how to make it. I wouldn't drink coffee if there was nothing else to drink. I don't care how much milk you put in. I don't care how much sugar you put in. I don't care how much whipped cream. You can't bury that taste.
Yeah.
It still
this is the
finds
worst PR
a way
ever
to
for
go
me.
Through.
Yeah.
And, ugh.
You really hate coffee. So, that's fascinating.
Well, let me test you right now. Gun to your head. Hmm. Coffee or the New York Jets?
Ooh. Nah, go to the Jets.
That's how much he hates coffee.
My God.
Is there anything that you hate that everyone else seems to love?
Deviled
Much
eggs.
Like Bill Belichick. Okay, deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, yeah. I mean, I look at my colleague over there, Lucius, and if you bring a tray of deviled eggs to the party,
I'm
Lucius
crushing them, boys.
He's standing there hovering over them.
I'm going to growl like a pit bull as I stand over them, too.
Yeah.
I'm watching how many you get. Damn, dog, three?
Yeah. Like he's over there having a good conversation with you, eating just like, oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Just take the tray.
Do you one bite those things, Lucius? Just throw them right in.
Sometimes, man, but that first one. I'm taking the whole thing.
Savorous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go ahead and pop that in
I'm
there.
Looking crazy. Don't look at me on my first bite. I'm looking ridiculous. Like I ain't ate in years.
Okay. We got a lot of people agreeing with coffee.
I do. I have never
Coffee's
had a cup.
Gross.
I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
817, I agree. Coffee is horrible.
I disagree. You had a cup of coffee with the Raiders.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I tell you, Broadus, you were a terrible employee. One of the worst ever.
Get him out of here.
You're just awful.
Waste. These people hating cheese?
How can you hate cheese?
I mean, I guess if you're like it messes up your stomach, I suppose.
Yes. Okay.
But it's you still would like
you
it.
You like it.
Bag cheese does that stuff to you, but if you actually get good cheese.
I don't think it matters. I think if you're like lactose intolerant, it doesn't matter what kind of cheese you're eating.
That cheese.
I don't even think you're lactose intolerant. It's going to jam you up, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll jam you.
Look how thick it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably true.
But it still tastes incredible.
I love
Reese's
cheese.
Pieces.
I love cheese.
From the 817. I love chocolate. Oh. I love peanut butter. Just can't take the two together. I know. I'm weird. That is weird.
The pieces or the cups? Because the pieces, after about 10 of them,
too much.
I'm done. Yeah.
They do kind of get 10. Overwhelming.
Yeah.
After a box.
They're kind of like the Sour Patch Kids of chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, you can only have a few. Mm-hmm. I get that with Sour Patch for sure.
Dr. Pepper from the 214. I know 99% of the world loves this item, and I can't stand it from the 214.
Is Dr.
That
Pepper
item would
stuff
be
prunes in it? Kind of prune juice stuff
ketchup.
In it?
Is it? Because, I mean, that would be laxative, right?
Yeah, no, it helps. That's what they say.
Is that one of the 23 flavors?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, yeah, I mean, not ketchup. I don't know many people. I did not like tomatoes growing up, but I still liked ketchup. And of course, I liked spaghetti sauce.
I know I got a lot of people in my family don't like ketchup.
Really?
My brother, my dad, they refused to eat it. And so I kind of stayed away from it until I was introduced to Whataburger in like middle school. And they were like, dude, the ketchup's amazing. So I tried and I was like, oh, yeah. And you know what? Ketchup is incredible.
So you were like a mustard-only household. That's probably why you grew up liking mustard so much.
Yeah, that probably played into it. My dad was a big mustard guy.
Yeah, because it's like
like tell your kids that your granddad's a little nuts. He doesn't like ketchup.
Doesn't like ketchup.
Yeah, because all kids seemingly love ketchup.
Oh,
like too much.
Yeah.
They'll eat it out of the pack.
Yes. Just give them a spoon and some ketchup a lot of times.
They're good, man.
Wolchuk's finding out a lot of times kids are requesting food that you know that you will put ketchup with because they just want the ketchup. Yes. But they don't have to ask for it.
Yeah, it's literally just she wants the ranch or she wants the – it's just anything to use as a vessel for the sauce.
They tolerate the nuggets just because they get the ketchup.
Yeah. I mean, my child would take a bath in ranch right now if I'd let her. She's obsessed.
Looks like people are speculating on Twitter that maybe it was some sort of a gastro deal, like diverticulitis or something that got away from him.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those, what's the other one where you got to have it cut out? The
appendix?
The appendix.
Oh, you know,
if burst
the, if on
the
him?
Appendix burst.
And he just fought through it kind of a thing?
Yeah, maybe he waited too long.
That can happen. Yeah, that can definitely happen.
Well, I reached out to a couple of people in NASCAR. Maybe they'll text me back.
Burnt ends getting texted in?
How could you not like burn it? You just haven't had good ones. Go to Hurtado right now. Get
Hurtado's
the burn ends.
Delicious ones. And no prune juice and back. Dr. Pepper, by the way.
Well, I thought Dr. Pepper had some type of thing that made you regular.
It might. It might. It's just not prunes. But I can find out what that is.
Well, it is made by a doctor.
All right, we got three down and two to go here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. Rangers are off tonight, and they are in L.A. to take on the Angels tomorrow. So we're going to full five the next two shows. And coming up next, it's time for football's finest, Chief.
Yes, are you reading between the lines on what Cowboys offensive coordinator Clayton Adams just said? That's next in the Nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.